Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
413 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you Thursday afternoon. Hey, thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Coming up this hour, we're going to take a dive into some sports. This will be right around the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about some of the high school activities and the NFL game tonight. Of course, that will be featured on our sister station, ESPN. Mm-hmm. Am I correct on that, Austin?
Yes, Packers and Commanders.
There you go. So, and we'll talk about that. But first, let's go ahead and jump and look at the three important things you really need to know about this hour.
Number one.
So far, we've made it through the peak of hurricane season. Strong, dry, and dusty air has limited storm development. NHC forecasters say when the season starts to ramp up, the region from the Caribbean into the Southern Gulf will be the area to watch. As of today, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions. Forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days.
Number two.
And animal services fees are scheduled to increase in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners are voting today on a new fee structure, updating the ordinance adopted in 2019. Redemption fees will see the largest change, as the ordinance also aims to provide consistency for fines related to animal control violations. If the measure is approved, the revised fees will become effective on October 1st.
Number three.
Okay, residents encouraged to register their home surveillance cameras, which are useful in investigations due to their increasing presence. Currently, 600 homeowners in Escambia County have registered their cameras. Sheriff Chip Simmons says more registrations are needed as the cameras currently available have proven to be extremely effective. It is 4:15. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And a little bit on Blue Angel Parkway as you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, Mobile Highway, excuse me. Be on the lookout for that spot. Last major area is Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, 72 is your low tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days heading into your next work week. And we're going to have a steady high of 90 throughout the next several days as a result.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, for the first time in 14 years, Warrington Prep has improved its school grade to C. Very much of an improvement here. This week, the Florida Department of Education confirmed the school won its appeal after more than 40 students were miscounted on state test scores. Well, the state initially gave the school a D grade before overturning that decision. The former Warrington Middle School was considered a failing school for more than a decade. And I will tell you, one person happy with this grade, Warrington Prep Principal Delvin Vick.
I'm just looking ahead. I'm not satisfied. I'm really not satisfied with the C. It feels good for the moment. And like I said, you can take a collective breath. But for me, I think Warrington deserves an A school. And can you imagine what that will mean for this community when we get there? I mean, I think it's just going to change a lot of people's perception about what can come out of this area.
Yeah, good for them. School has plans to expand to the 9th grade. They put those plans on hold, by the way. Their top priority now, getting those grades up.
Yeah, and speaking of local schools, Kim McChesney will reportedly not be returning as assistant principal at Gulf Breeze Elementary. The P&J reports that Bobby Luter has been appointed as the new permanent assistant principal for the school. This comes after McChesney's son Matthew was arrested on multiple charges, including possession of child pornography, but he was still allowed to participate in the senior walk despite having confessed to authorities weeks prior. McChesney has been on paid administrative leave since August 4th.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Redistricting plans supported by Republicans are progressing in Texas and Missouri. Now, Florida officials may also consider similar actions. House Speaker Daniel Perez has scheduled a meeting of the Select Committee on Congressional Redistricting. They'll do this in October, while the Senate has yet to begin discussions on actual redistricting here in the state.
All right. And attorneys representing Oren and Alan Alexander, the twins accused of federal and state sex crimes, including a gang rape on Miami Beach, were in court today. The defense says they're not ready for trial because the state is slow to turn over evidence, while Miami-Dade Judge Lodi Jean says that the parallel prosecutions benefit both sides. The Alexander brothers are accused in civil, state, and federal court of drugging, raping, and sex trafficking women in Florida, New York, Colorado, Mexico, and even Russia. The judge set up another hearing for December 4th.
Well, listen, there are a lot of folks down in West Palm Beach we spoke to, had a chance to discuss this Ryan Ruth trial that's going on right now. They said it was going to be a circus. They were absolutely right. He is the man accused of plotting to assassinate President Trump last fall in West Palm. Well, he tried and attempted to deliver his own opening statement in federal court. Judge had nothing to do with that. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
After prosecutors laid out the types of evidence jurors will hear during this trial, Ryan Ruth, who's representing himself, began to tell jurors about his thoughts, not about the case, rather about the human species and deaths in other countries at the hands of leaders like Hitler and Vladimir Putin. The judge, Eileen Cannon, had the jury leave the room and told Ruth his words are irrelevant to the case. He offered to instead read from the Constitution. He tried again, but the judge again had the jury exit, and Ruth told her he'd like to talk about peace. She said he had relinquished his ability to deliver his own opening statement and had prosecutors proceed with their first witness. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
That dude just is not right.
I told you it was a strange case.
And Governor Ron DeSantis remembering the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. During an event in Palm Harbor today, the governor said it's important to teach future generations about the heroism and sacrifice that was shown that day. He also promoted unity in the face of modern challenges. Today's event was held at Curlew Hills Memory Garden, and the winners of a student essay contest were also recognized, with DeSantis pledging to award more scholarship funding for young Floridians.
Well, Austin, you and I are very familiar with this piece of footage. You'll remember this when I tell you about it. That black student who was dragged from his car and beaten by Florida officers has filed a federal lawsuit. You remember they did this down in Jacksonville is where this happened. Gary Baumgarten is in. He has details this afternoon.
22-year-old William McNeil claims his civil rights were violated when Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's deputies punched him and dragged him from the car during a traffic stop. Prosecutors determining what they did was not a crime. McNeil's attorneys claim the sheriff's department racially profiles and engages in illegal or excessive use of force. The sheriff says a video clip of the last part of the traffic stop that went viral only tells a part of the story. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you on this Thursday edition of News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Proclaimed Patriot Day by President George W. Bush, September 11th is a day to remember those who lost their lives in those devastating attacks, but it's also a day to remember the first responders, the patriots, who rushed to the aid of their fellow Americans. September 11th reminds us that evil exists, but it also teaches us that goodness can prevail. Those first responders in New York City reacted selflessly, and many of them gave their lives for the sake of others. Their actions remind me of the greatest sacrifice in human history, which was when Jesus of Nazareth willingly laid down his life to offer a remedy for a sin-sick world. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I urge you to confess your sin and trust Jesus today. And if you'll do that, the goodness of Christ will triumph over the wickedness of your sinful soul. So trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. I didn't know we needed to bring the hairspray in today with these big hair bands.
Yeah, we're headbanging riot.
Wow, that sounded great. Consumer prices rising modestly last month, and there are new signs of a job market slowing down. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
The prices you pay, the consumer price index, rose slightly more than expected in August, up 0.4%. The CPI readings are mixed. Core CPI, excluding food and energy, rose just 0.3%. For the year ending in August, CPI was up 2.9%, up 3.1% for core CPI as expected. However, a separate report says the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits rose last week to 263,000, the most in nearly 4 years. Those remaining on benefits during the week ending August 30th also rose. Most economists expect the Fed to lower interest rates by 0.25% next week because of signs the job market is cooling. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 424 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching the money today. Hillary Barsky's in with the details.
The major averages finishing at record highs, with the Dow closing above the 46,000 level for the first time ever. Inflation rose modestly last month, but at the same time, data showed that claims for unemployment benefits surged, signaling a cooling labor market and reinforcing bets that the Fed will slash interest rates at its meeting next week. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors rose, with healthcare the best performer, while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Cisco, and Amazon. The Dow up 617 points, the Nasdaq higher by 157, S&P 500 up 55. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, I know you've been waiting for this. 425 Austin Price is in with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Worst looking spots outside of that would probably just be maybe at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road. We always have issues there. So not much is really standing out. As for your weather, 90 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days with a steady high sitting at right around 90.
Well, this afternoon, where in the world do we find President Trump? The Bronx.
Yeah.
He's made his way to New York City to attend a Yankee game. Marking the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks on the U.S. Nate Foy, there's their Yankees. Actually, he's outside Yankee Stadium this afternoon, filing this report on News Radio 92.3.
Outside the stadium, the security looks pretty normal. We're expecting that to ramp up in the next couple hours, but the Secret Service has been here for at least a day, making sure that the inside of the ballpark is ready to go for the president's visit. Of course, this is a location that has significance with 9/11, with former President George W. Bush throwing out the first pitch before Game 3 of the World Series back in 2001, shortly after the attacks. One of the most iconic first pitches ever. An inspiring moment that reflected the courage and resilience that President Trump spoke about at the Pentagon this morning. Last night, the Yankees held a moment of silence to honor Charlie Kirk following his assassination. The team put up a photo of Kirk on the Jumbotron with a message, quote, remembering Charlie Kirk.
All right, an investigation's ongoing. After a shooting at a Colorado high school left two students injured and the suspect dead on Wednesday, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says there is a large crime scene at Evergreen High School because many rounds were fired inside the school. The suspect identified a 16-year-old Desmond Holly, and investigators believe he has been radicalized by some type of extremist network.
A lot of media coverage today. Of course, it is 9/11 Day. Fox's Eric Shawn is at Ground Zero in NYC today.
It has been, well, nearly a quarter of a century, although it certainly does not seem that way. And again today, we saw the familiar, sacred, and sorrowful ceremony in which the 2,977 people who were murdered by radical Islamic terrorism were honored and remembered. One widow said, 24 years seems like 24 minutes. The victim's name said proudly, with emotion and love. Grandchildren spoke of grandparents they never knew. Today, the 9/11 death toll continues, though, to grow so many years after the attack. Many who were exposed to the toxic dust from the collapsed towers, well, they've come down with 9/11-linked illnesses.
And former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's wife has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison for a bribery scheme. During sentencing, Nadine Menendez blasted her husband, saying he strung her like a puppet and he's not the man she thought he was. Prosecutors say Nadine helped Bob use his position as a U.S. senator to accept bribes that include gold bars and cash.
Okay, there was also a moment of silence in western Pennsylvania today as the nation remembers those heroes aboard United Flight 93. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Bells of remembrance honoring 40 passengers and crew members aboard Flight 93, following a moment of silence and reflection to how the world changed on 9/11 and to the lives saved by strangers who came together as one.
Their decision to fight back against the terrorists who had hijacked their plane saved an untold number of lives and preserved the U.S. Capitol, the symbol and center of our democracy.
Flight 93 National Memorial Superintendent Stephen Clark, the crash site, now a national park that includes a wall of names and a 93-foot-tall monument of 40 wind chimes called the Tower of Voices. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, it has been quite a day, and thank you for keeping it on News Radio 92.3. We walked you through the start of the morning with Andrew McKay, and we're taking you through the afternoon. Appreciate you having us on today as we remember 9/11. This is News Radio 92.3. We'll be right back with sports.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The manhunt continues for the gunman who shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Law enforcement has released images of a person of interest.
He did turn to the public and ask for help releasing some screen grabs of a person of interest and also offering a $100,000 reward for information. And today, law enforcement announced it recovered a weapon that investigators think was used to carry out the heinous assassination.
Fox's Matt Finn, somber ceremonies held today honoring the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks 24 years ago.
The American heroic spirit was all around us.
President Trump participating in a memorial event at the Pentagon. A majority of Brazilian Supreme Court panel voting to convict former President Jair Bolsonaro of an attempted coup over his effort to overturn his election loss. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman and sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Week 2 kicks off tonight with the Commanders playing the Packers. So let's take a look at the top 5 teams in the NFL right now. I have the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles as the best team, followed by Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills coming in second, with the Packers holding down spot number 3. The Chargers, after taking down the Chiefs, can claim the 4th spot. And even after a loss, the Ravens were dominant for 55 minutes against Buffalo, so they could claim the 5th and final spot. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to the end of summer sale at AutoZone. We're celebrating the end of long days and short nights with big deals for a short time, like car wash. Right now, you can save 20% on the Armor All Complete Car Wash Kit. Need new brakes? Duralast brake pads are free with the purchase of Duralast rotors. We've also got oil deals and more. We're ending the summer right with the end of summer sale at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer.
and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game, and it's yours to win. Now here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 25 cents for every purchase of Depend shields, guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the ruling from the First District Court of Appeals yesterday that Stan McDaniels did not violate the Constitution in open carrying a firearm here in Pensacola, making it legal now to open carry in at least the First District and perhaps the entire state of Florida, since the Attorney General is not intending to appeal this ruling. Of course, we also talked extensively about Charlie Kirk and that horrific incident. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, so far, we have made it through the peak of hurricane season. Strong, dry, and dusty air has limited storm development. NHC forecasters say when the season starts to ramp up, the region from the Caribbean into the southern Gulf will be the area to watch. But as of today, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions, and forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days.
Number two.
Okay, animal services fees are scheduled to increase in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners are voting today on a new fee structure, updating the ordinance adopted back in 2019. Redemption fees will see the largest change, as the ordinance also aims to provide consistency for fines related to animal control violations. Now, if this measure is approved, the revised fees will become effective October 1st.
Number three.
And residents are encouraged to register their home surveillance cameras, which are useful in investigations due to their increasing presence. Currently, 600 homeowners in Escambia have registered theirs. Sheriff Chip Simmons says more registrations are needed, as the cameras currently available have proven to be effective.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, flags are being flown today, half staff, for two reasons, both related to events involving violence and death. Today is Patriots Day, which commemorates the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001, resulting in nearly 3,000 deaths. Now, on Wednesday, Charlie Kirk, co-founder of Turning Point USA, died after being shot on a college campus in Utah.
President Trump directed that flags across the U.S. to be flown at half-staff until Sunday. Now, with that said, Representative Alex Andrade locally is sharing his thoughts on the influence of Charlie Kirk, who was shot in Utah Wednesday. Here's Representative Andrade. Well, he went on to say that he was a very conservative and a very honorable man, and he definitely will be missed.
Absolutely. And a popular downtown Pensacola microbrewery will be closing its doors at the end of the month. Doc's Hops Shop has posted on social media saying they plan to close up shop on September 30th. In a heartfelt social media announcement, the brewery thanked the community for their support over the years. The business was founded in 2022.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Chapman, who has been lights out to say the least, that is dominant as it gets. 50 straight batters face without a hit.
Back to left center field. That's going to drop down and get to the wall. Langoliers to second base. There's a hit and a big one at that.
On NBC Sports California, Shea Langoliers of the Athletics became the first batter in 51 batters against Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman to get a hit. Chapman had not allowed any hits since July 23rd. 17 straight appearances, third longest stretch in Major League Baseball history by any pitcher. But Chapman gave up a double to lead off the ninth inning in West Sacramento. And shortly after...
Line drive to left! Butler ices the game and the A's down the Red Sox!
On NBC Sports California, Lawrence Butler provided the game-winning single for the Athletics, who beat the Red Sox 5-4. Boston still tied for the top two American League wildcard spots with the Yankees, who were clobbered by the Tigers 11-1. The Mariners are within 2.5 games of New York and Boston. Seattle won its fifth game in a row. The Mariners beat the Cardinals in 13 innings, 4-2. Seattle is still one game behind Houston in the AL West. Astros beat the Blue Jays 3-2. Bad news for the San Francisco 49ers, preparing to face the Saints this weekend without their starting quarterback.
Any further sense about whether Brock will be able to play on Sunday?
I think it's a long shot.
Is it possible that Purdy's injury could be a multi-week thing?
That's possible.
And that's the toe, more so than the shoulder?
Yes.
Do you know how the toe injury happened?
I think it happened scrambling.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan figures to have Mac Jones at quarterback Sunday at New Orleans against the Saints on Fox. The Niners, already without all-pro tight end George Kittle, placed on injured reserve this week to miss at least four games because of a hamstring injury. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and just wanted to let you know about tonight's game between the Packers and Commanders. It is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Coverage starts at 6:30.
Okay, let me give you some local information that you possibly could use tonight. Well, let me just back it up here. Let me just kind of set it up for you. Columbus posted a 6-5 win Wednesday over Pensacola tonight. Here we go. Game three of a six-game series against the Kling Stones. They'll throw that first pitch out at 6:05. Now, we have a whole bunch of high school football games to talk about. Okay. High school scheduled for tonight. We have one game tonight. Booker T. Washington will be at Fort Walton Beach.
That should be a good one.
It really should be. I got to tell you, this Friday schedule... really interesting. The game I'm really concerned about, the Tate-Milton game. Both of these teams are 3-0, and that should be a barn burner, let me tell you.
Yeah, we're fixing to see just how good Milton is.
Yeah, we are.
Because they're really trying to bounce back after a rough 2024.
They're doing pretty well so far.
Yeah.
3-0 is not bad. Escambia, Panama City Bay, Montgomery Catholic at Pensacola Catholic, Pine Forest at Choctaw, Destin, Pensacola High, Panama City Mosley at Navarre, Northview at Central, Walton, West Florida, and Jay against Baker. What is your game Friday night?
Our game tomorrow night, that is a good question. I am not sure. I'll tell you the answer because I've got the sheet here. I don't know why I'm acting like I'm giving up.
And the two teams that have bye weeks, Pace and Gulf Breeze, UWF schedule on Saturday, of course, taking on Shorter. 6 o'clock kickoff up at Penn Airfield. And tonight there is a college game you might want to check out. I do. I've got the ACC channel at home. NC State will be taking on Wake Forest.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, just as a final note here in your sports segment, that high school football game of the week on ESPN Pensacola tomorrow night is Walton and West Florida. That's another one that should be pretty good.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, health issues remain for victims and first responders of the 9/11 attacks. Fox's Lisa Brady has more about a government program made to assist those individuals in Hell's Call for Health.
Today marks 24 years since the September 11th terror attacks, and many people impacted continue to have health issues. The World Trade Center Health Program is a federal program that assists with medical monitoring and treatment for World Trade Center-related conditions in New York, also from the Pentagon and the crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The program was established by Congress with an act named after New York City Police Detective James Zadroga, and it's authorized until the year 2090. It provides no-cost treatment for certified related health conditions, but it doesn't replace primary health insurance. To learn more, go to cdc.gov/WTC/. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right. And Detroit, Michigan ranks number one when it comes to challenging places to live with asthma. That's according to a new report from Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, which looked at the 100 largest metro areas in the United States and ranked them by how challenging they are to live with the condition. Rochester, New York came in second, followed by Allentown, Pennsylvania, and then Philadelphia. The report used asthma rates, asthma emergency room visits, and asthma-related deaths to compile the rankings.
What was the common thread there? Did you see the industrial cities there? They all have an industrial base.
That makes sense to me.
So that might have something to do with air quality.
Mm-hmm.
Being, as I mentioned to you recently, that I, as a young child, I have bronchial asthma, but I outgrew it.
Right.
Not fun, let me tell you. Not at all. Let me get in one more story here, health-related. Secretary of Health, Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., announcing the release of the MAHA Commission report, which lays out 128 policy recommendations on how to prevent chronic childhood illnesses. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
We're changing nutrition standards and baby formula. We are requiring medical schools to do nutrition education. There's 128 recommendations. A lot of them we're going to accomplish before the end of this year.
And the University of Texas plans to stop offering hormone treatment to its transgender students. A UT spokesperson announced on Tuesday that University Health Services has notified patients that the campus clinic will end hormone therapy treatment as of New Year's Day. Between now and then, trans students should have time to find another provider, which the university will help them do.
445 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see what we got here. Do have some pretty severe backups developing on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, and on Davis Highway if you're traveling eastbound. Rides here about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Last major spots, I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees. Going to be a low of 72 tonight. High of 90 for the next several days as we're sitting at sunny, mostly clear.
Okay, the man who helped law enforcement quickly find the suspect in the second attempt on President Trump's life last year testified today in federal court. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Tommy McGee told jurors his office is near the Trump International Golf Course, and on the afternoon of September 15th, he heard what sounded like gunfire, then saw a man running out of the bushes near the golf course, that they made eye contact, and the man, who turned out to be Brian Ruth, looked disheveled and frantic. McGee followed him in his vehicle to get a shot of his license plate and then went back and told police and Secret Service what he found. They ended up flying McGee to the scene of the arrest about 40 miles away. On cross-examination, Ruth, who's representing himself, congratulated McGee and called him an American hero, though tried to ask if he was a Trump supporter. McGee said he'd rather not say. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, new inflation data is showing an increase in prices here today. Watching this for you, Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
We're seeing an incremental rise now month over month over the past 4 months. Now, the numbers in line with expectations, but the trend just is not a good one. Now, month over month, if you look at the CPI inflation starting in May to June, we actually started to see month over month inflation rise, and it continued to rise month over month, now at 0.4% in the August report. So year over year, we're at 2.9%. So meanwhile, the revisions to the jobs report shows a much weaker jobs market than first thought. So you have this situation where the revisions show the first negative job growth there in June since December of 2020, and the Federal Reserve is in a restrictive territory regarding its rates. Overwhelmingly, the market believes that this will be a 25 basis point cut announced on Wednesday.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now.
Stocks rose today as traders remain cautiously optimistic. The latest reading of the Consumer Price Index won't stand in the way of the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates next week. All three major averages scored new intraday all-time highs today. The Dow setting a record up 617 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both following suit up 55 and 155 respectively. Shares of Opendoor jumping 50% higher today after the company announced new positions for some of its executives. The meme stock hit a 52-week high, continuing its pace this year as shares remain up more than 400%. Bloomberg reports that Elon Musk is no longer the world's richest man. Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison leapfrogging Musk yesterday after company shares surged by more than a third. Shares of Oracle drew back 7% today. Crude oil futures for October are down more than 2% above 62 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, this guy's been really busy, is looking to make changes to air traffic amid a spike in near collisions and a couple of catastrophic crashes between aircrafts. Well, Connor Hansen has more on the report on News Radio 92.3.
CEOs of major airlines were seen in Washington leaving a meeting with Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Reportedly on the agenda, the government's $12.5 billion plan to improve the nation's antiquated air traffic control system. Duffy is asking Congress to add another $19 billion. The push for more investment comes after high-profile problems this year, like the crash of a commercial plane and a military helicopter in Washington, D.C. Last week, Secretary Duffy said 2,000 air traffic controllers will be hired this year. But despite the added investment, some Democrats say they're still concerned about federal funding cuts. Connor Hansen, Fox News.
And over 3,000 St. Louis area Boeing employees on strike could be headed back to work. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has reached a tentative agreement with Boeing to end a strike that started in early August. Union officials say the five-year deal includes improved wages and restores a signing bonus. Union members will vote on the contract tomorrow.
Well, unemployment for young Americans is on the rise. I wonder if they factored these numbers in with the migrant situation and numbers from there in this report.
I don't know.
Interesting thing. Lauren Simonetti, she's in, has the numbers for us.
The jobless rate for 16 to 24-year-olds is 10.5%, 10.5. That's more than double the overall unemployment rate in the country, which is 4.3%. The question is, why? AI could be taking some entry-level jobs that younger people would get. Companies in general cutting back on their staff. More demand for skilled workers or talented workers, more experience. And the worry is that if you disillusion a new generation of workers, you ultimately could have a lost generation.
All right. And the Trump administration cutting $350 million in grant funding to colleges serving minority students. The Department of Education announced Wednesday that it was ending discretionary funding to several grant programs at schools like HBCUs and Hispanic-serving institutions, claiming they are discriminatory. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said in a statement, quote, discrimination based upon race or ethnicity has no place in the U.S., and that it looked forward to quoting or supporting institutions that serve under-resourced students without relying on race quotas.
All right, there's going to be a lot of thumbs up on this story. The House has passed the massive defense policy bill.
The National Defense Authorization Act, passing in a mostly party-line vote, with 17 Democrats voting for it and 4 Republicans voting against it. The NDAA greenlights nearly $900 billion in military spending, with Republican Tom Barrett touting an amendment he says would improve collision avoidance technology between military and civilian aircrafts.
We're going to begin the process of upgrading our military fleet to account for that.
Democrats had issues with what they considered culture war amendments, like one that would prevent the Pentagon's health insurance from covering transgender services. The House and Senate will need to reach a compromise on their respective bills before sending it to President Trump's desk. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Just about knocking on the door of 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Are you a senior ready to downsize but not ready for assisted living? Discover the lifestyle you deserve at Tranquil Villas. This vibrant, independent senior community offers spacious, affordable apartments designed for comfort and convenience. Enjoy clubs, luncheons, walking trails, and community gatherings. It's perfect for making new friends and staying active. You'll find everything you need to live your best life. Why not schedule a tour today? Go to seniorvillas.net. That's seniorvillas.net.
Tranquil Villas, where comfort meets community.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Corporal John Vail was on patrol when his truck flipped.
I realized I can't move my legs.
When John arrived at the VA, Paralyzed Veterans of America was there to advocate for him and help John with his claim. PVA has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get the care and benefits they've earned, and their service is free. If you need help with a claim or just navigating the system, contact us at pva.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the Vitas Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
$4.55. Heads up, Pensacola. I got the Austin prices in. He's looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
You've been warned. This traffic and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Discover. Do you know it's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide? If you guessed Discover, you guessed right. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Again, that is Discover. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp on Davis Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound right as you're about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, and then to complete the trifecta, the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. All those spots looking rough right now, but those spots always give us issues this time every afternoon. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, low of 72 tonight. 90 is going to be our high over the course of the next several days, with it being sunny, mostly clear every step of the way.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Hollywood and music stars are mourning the loss of Charlie Kirk here today. Michelle Polino has the details.
Stars across country music, Hollywood, and rock mourned the death of Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old conservative commentator who was shot and killed Wednesday at Utah Valley University. Actress Candace Cameron Bure posted a photo on Instagram writing, "We love you, Charlie. Well done, good and faithful servant." Jason Aldean shared a black and white image with the dates 1993 to 2025 underneath. Kid Rock said on Instagram, "God bless Charlie Kirk, a true patriot." Actor Josh Duhamel urged followers to remember Kirk's wife and two children, while Jillian Michaels called him a rare and special soul who embraced debate even with those who disagreed. Comedy Central also pulled a repeat episode that would have featured Cartman as a Charlie Kirk type figure. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty. And speaking of celebrities, speaking of Hollywood stars and their actions, they are adding their names to a letter pledging not to work with Israeli film institutions that are, quote, implicated in genocide, unquote.
That's so silly.
An open letter from a group called Film Workers for Palestine has collected signatures from over 4,000 actors and filmmakers pledging not to work with Israeli festivals, cinemas, and production companies that have participated in, quote, whitewashing or justifying genocide and apartheid.
As a talent, you're your own business. And why would you shoot your darn foot in the... Why would you do it? Just, I don't understand something like that. Okay, you and I both agree that we would have to be hesitant in getting in a taxi with no driver.
Right.
We both agree that ain't happening, right?
Yes.
Well, how about this one, Austin? Want to fly somewhere nearby? And how about taking an Uber in the sky?
Oh, dude, come on. Why are you wasting my time?
I'm not. Eben Brown is. Here he is.
Uber usually shuttles you and your food around on the ground, making use of contracted drivers in their own cars. The company is also working to integrate autonomous vehicles for both human transport and food delivery, but starting as soon as next year, it will add service from Blade Air helicopters. Blade already provides so-called air mobility service in places like New York City, Long Island, and the Jersey Shore. Blade is now owned by air taxi startup Joby, which is working to bring electric vertical takeoff and landing crafts to Uber services, too. No word yet on fare costs. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Where do you land these things?
I don't know.
I mean, I would have a hard time since I'm in the woods. Like, you're going to have to move the bears
first. Where do you come
the bears are the ones that are going to get really upset about this, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm sure. And speaking of things making people upset, actress Barbara Eden laughs at what was considered a scandal from Time on
Genie.
I Dream of Jeannie. Yes. In a recent interview with Remind Magazine, Eden said she had to wear high-waisted pants to cover her belly button because NBC's Standards and Practices Department during the 60s had a no-navel edict. Her outfit was a shrug over a crop top to go with flowy pants. Eden says she never took the supposed scandal seriously, saying, quote, I had everything covered except my arms.
Listen, we all know that show very well. And it was a funny show, and it was great. Don't mess with it. The man who killed John Lennon outside his New York City apartment has been denied parole again.
Ooh.
Lisa LaSera is in NY City with the details.
The gunman appeared before a parole board in New York on August 27th. The decision to deny his parole for the 14th time was recently posted online by the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. John Lennon was shot to death the night of December 8th, 1980, as he was returning home after a recording session. Earlier, he had signed an autograph for the killer on a copy of his just-released album Double Fantasy. He was arrested within minutes and is serving 20 years to life at Greenhaven Correctional Facility north of New York City. His next parole hearing is in February 2027. In New York, Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Okay, been an interesting hour. Wait till you hear the 5 o'clock hour. Some surprises for you. A lot of news coming up. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.